Favorites. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be listening to one of the most prominent West Coast jazz groups of the 1950s. It's the Lighthouse All-Stars, coming up on this edition of Nightlights. The Lighthouse All-Stars in 1954, performing Claude Williamson's composition Bud, the Whippet, featuring Bob Cooper on tenor sax, Bud Shank on alto sax, Bob Gordon on baritone sax, Stu Williamson on trumpet, Bob Ennevoldsen on valve trombone, Williamson on piano, Howard Rumsey on bass, and Stan Levy on drums, from the contemporary LP In the Solo Spotlight, Howard Rumsey's Lighthouse All-Stars. We're featuring the music of the Lighthouse All-Stars on this edition of Nightlights. The Lighthouse All-Stars were a collective West Coast jazz group that grew out of a Sunday afternoon gig started by bassist Howard Rumsey at the Lighthouse Cafe in Hermosa Beach, California. Rumsey had played with a number of big bands in the 1940s, including Stan Kenton's, when he happened upon the Lighthouse in the spring of 1949. It was a 180-seat, 35-feet-by-90-feet room with bamboo and Polynesian decor at the edge of the beach, but looking nothing like a lighthouse that had catered primarily to merchant marines during the Second World War. With business going bust in the late 1940s, the owner John Levine opted for a live jazz on Sunday policy that soon expanded to other days of the week, with the Sunday jam session turning into a regular 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. marathon. By 1954, Los Angeles Mirror reporter Dick Williams would describe 400 people being turned away on a Saturday night. And by then, the Polynesian decor also included impressionistic paintings with titles such as How Can I Understand You If You Don't Say What I Already Know Blues, Some Days I Feel Aggressive, and Who's Got the Melody? Author Ted Gioia devotes an entire chapter of his book West Coast Jazz to the Lighthouse Groups, which featured some of the best West Coast musicians, including Shorty Rogers, Art Pepper, Jimmy Giuffre, Bud Shank, Bob Cooper, Shelly Mann, Russ Freeman, and many others. The personnel changed and rotated throughout the 1950s. A number of studio recordings were made, as well as some live recordings, which we'll hear in our first set, that reveal a wide variety of styles and influences going beyond the traditional notion of West Coast jazz. Here are the Lighthouse All-Stars live in 1953 at the Lighthouse doing Shorty Rogers' Luau on Nightlights. Thank you. The Lighthouse All-Stars, performing Teddy Edwards' Sunset Eyes live in 1953 at the Lighthouse, with Milt Bernhardt on trombone, Shorty Rogers on trumpet, Jimmy Giuffre and Bob Cooper on tenor sax, Russ Freeman on piano, Howard Rumsey on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. Teddy Edwards, by the way, a member of the All-Stars for a couple of years in the early 1950s. We also heard the same group performing Rogers' composition Luau, both of those tracks coming from Sunday Jazz a la Lighthouse, Volume 2. Being in the Lighthouse All-Stars was attractive to musicians, partly because it gave them a steady gig, recording opportunities, and a chance to stay off the road. It felt like it was time to come out here and stay home a lot, Shorty Rogers told Ted Gioia. It was a kind of dropping-off point for guys who'd been on the road too long. A number of the musicians, like Howard Rumsey, had spent time with Stan Kenton's big band. One such member, saxophonist Bob Cooper, frequently contributed compositions to the All-Stars songbook, as did saxophonist Jimmy Giuffre. And we'll hear examples of each, along with one of the group's vaunted or not-so-vaunted oboe and flute features. Here are the Lighthouse All-Stars doing Jimmy Giuffre's Out of Somewhere on Night Lights.
Thank you.
A 1956 version of the Lighthouse All-Stars doing Buddy Collette's Blue Sands, featuring Collette on flute, Bob Cooper on oboe, Sonny Clark on piano, Howard Rumsey on bass, and Stan Levy on drums, from the contemporary LP Oboe Flute. Before that, a 1953 recording of Cooper's composition Witch Doctor, with a group that included Max Roach and Jack Costanzo on percussion, Herb Geller, Bob Cooper, and Bud Shank on saxophones, Rolf Erickson on trumpet, and Claude Williamson on piano, and also Jimmy Giuffre's composition Out of Somewhere, with Shelley Mann on drums, Frank Patchen on piano, Shorty Rogers on trumpet, Milt Bernhardt on trombone, Shelley Mann on drums, and Giuffre and Cooper on saxophones, Howard Rumsey is always on bass. Those selections coming from the Lighthouse All-Stars Volume 3. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to the Lighthouse All-Stars on Nightlights. Playing the music of the Lighthouse All-Stars in this edition of Nightlights. The Lighthouse All-Stars were an ongoing 1950s collective West Coast jazz group, nominally led by bassist Howard Rumsey, who helped start the live jazz policy at the Lighthouse Cafe in California's Hermosa Beach in 1949. The Lighthouse All-Stars have come to epitomize the image of West Coast jazz, partly as a result of their LP covers. Ted Gioia, in his book West Coast Jazz, writes that the Lighthouse All-Stars went the furthest to imprint this ultra-cool West Coast ethos on their album covers. Each Lighthouse release seemed to outdo the previous one in presenting West Coast jazz as an offshoot of Southern California beach culture, yet the music played within the four walls of the Lighthouse was often strikingly at odds with the critics' stereotypes of jazz on the Pacific Coast. The first Lighthouse group, in fact, drew its members from Los Angeles' African-American Central Avenue scene, including saxophonist Sonny Criss and pianist Hampton Hawes. Sadly, this version of the group never recorded. The earliest recordings that do exist, live performances from the early 1950s, some of them heavily steeped in bebop, show what Gioia calls an informal spontaneity, much at odds with the later notion of West Coast jazz as something almost akin to chamber jazz. There were many influences at work in the sound of the All-Stars, among them Latin music, and perhaps surprisingly to some, the music of big band leader Count Basie. The Lighthouse All-Stars actually recorded several Basie tunes, and we'll hear one of them in this next set after a composition by Bill Holman, performed by a 1956 version of the group with Sonny Clark on piano, Mambo Las Vegas on Nightlights. Thank you. The Lighthouse All-Stars in 1956 doing Topsy, a tune from the Basie book, with Howard Rumsey on bass, Bob Cooper on tenor sax, Frank Rosolino on trombone, Conte Condoli on trumpet, Sonny Clark on piano, and Stan Levy on drums. Howard Rumsey said that it was the perfect tune to cool out on after a hard blowing session, and that the group recorded it at the request of patrons who enjoyed hearing it live on a nightly basis. We also heard the same group doing Bill Holman's Mambo Las Vegas, both of those recordings coming from the contemporary album Music for Lighthouse Keeping, with a cover that featured Rumsey sitting on a fire hydrant in front of a real lighthouse. Music for Lighthouse Keeping was one of the last recordings made in the 1950s by the All-Stars, the very last one being Jazz Rolls-Royce, and we'll hear a Bob Cooper composition from that album in our last set. The All-Stars would make a little-noticed record for Phillips in 1961 and then fall silent for the next two decades. Rumsey went on to run a Concerts by the Sea series, and eventually there was a reunion in the late 1980s with some of the original members and other musicians associated with the West Coast scene of the 1950s, with Shorty Rogers leading the group into the early 1990s. For their last album cover, the aging musicians once again posed with their instruments on the beach. The Lighthouse Cafe is still around, featuring all kinds of music, including a jazz brunch on Sundays. Here are the original All-Stars in 1952 doing Shorty Rogers' Swing Shift on Nightlights.
Thank you.
The Lighthouse All-Stars in 1956 performing Bob Cooper's composition Jubilation, featuring Howard Rumsey on bass, Bob Cooper on tenor sax, Frank Rosalino on trombone, Conte Condoli on trumpet, Sonny Clark on piano, and Stan Levy on drums, from the album Music for Lighthouse Keeping. Before that, Cooper's composition Prelude to the Queen from the 1957 LP Jazz Rolls-Royce, the Lighthouse All-Stars Plus 10, the Lighthouse All-Stars there, including Cooper on tenor sax, Frank Rosalino on trombone, Stu Williamson on trumpet, Victor Feldman on vibes, Rumsey on bass, and Stan Levy again on drums. And we started off with Shorty Rogers' composition Swing Shift, recorded in 1952, with Rogers on trumpet, Milt Bernhardt on trombone, Jimmy Giuffre and Bob Cooper on saxophone, Frank Patchen on the piano, Howard Rumsey on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums, from the album Howard Rumsey's Lighthouse All-Stars, Volume 3. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Nightlights. Support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee and Juice Bar in Bloomington, Indiana. You can listen to previous Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at nightlights.indiana.edu. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskesh and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead. Thank you.